probably my favorite camping experience on this park was on our overnight trail when my kids were probably 4 to 6 years old, somewhere in there, and we did the overnight trail with my young kids.
How old are your kids now?
Now they're 18 and 20.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So are they going to go camping with mom and dad ever now that they're grown?
They still, my son really enjoys being out. I think my daughter, she's probably going to be more in line with joining us on the RV trip.
Yeah.
Inside, outside.
I'll go be the next one. I'm not hiking to any campsite again. That's awesome.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much for joining us and filling us in today on Natchez Trace. And we cannot wait to come back. You're going to be seeing a lot of us. I hope you're ready.
That'll be great. We'd love to have return visitors.
Yeah, our daughter, she started a trip down here. And she was like, I got on the interstate, and before I knew it, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I go, I told you, it's like
so
exit
close.
116. I said, it was fantastic. And once you get at 116, you're like in the park, it seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already here.
And being halfway between Nashville and Memphis, that makes it real convenient. We get a whole lot of groups.
I bet.
So we can get a lot out of state groups. Apparently, when you pull out a map from anywhere in the southeast, I guess Natchez Trace must be in the middle.
But mm-hmm.
we get a lot of that here.
She noticed how big it was, how much map space it took up.
Mm-hmm.
40,000 acres.
Yeah, one
man.
Of the biggest.
Yeah, and all that public land. Now, what does that mean? When they say public land, does that mean I can just go out there and anywhere I want on the public land, just pitch a campsite?
No, there's can't stay out overnight.
Oh, so it's not so public.
Right. Of course, all those forestry roads put in, you got access on all those.
Yeah.
And then just during hunting time, go pretty well anywhere, you know, as long as it's not in the safety zone for hunting. But everybody's supposed to be back in a designated camping spot or off the area by nighttime.
Is that okay? All right. Yeah, I was curious. Yeah. I mean, what size deer are we talking about? I mean, how big are, you know, on this property right now? What's the biggest you've seen in a while?
I mean, there's, you know, 7 and 8 points, not uncommon. Probably, you know, 150 pounds or something like that.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of, you know, the 120 pound deer.
Sure.
4 and 6 points, but we'll usually have a handful of pretty good trophies come out every year. I mean, there's time we did quota hunts. And of course, everything we do here has to work, you know, real close with TWRA and forestry, because we're all sharing the same real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people started getting so many private areas they could hunt on that it just doesn't get the pressure that it did at one time as far as the hunters. We're working with TWRA now. They're starting to do a little bit more active management now to try to start growing some more of the big trophy size buck to try to attract more people down here.
Fishing in these lakes is pretty phenomenal. She says pretty good fishing here.
It is. It's real common. 6 to 8 pound bass are common.
Nice. Save with Duane and Abby's Tennessee State Parks promo code. Text CAMP to 901-541-2106.